It's Tuesday, May 21st, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Two men who served child sex crime sentences are released into the community today. A Frederick man was arrested for an alleged six OWI over the weekend. There are new student vaccination requirements from the Department of Health Services, and scammers are targeting job seekers. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. The Barron County Sheriff's Department says two men who served sentences for child sex-related crimes are being released today and will reside in Barron County. 57-year-old Lee Stokes was convicted in 2018 of second-degree child sex assault and child enticement. Stokes will be homeless. 41-year-old Jay Hoppe was convicted in 2019 of second-degree child sex assault using a computer to facilitate a child sex crime and child enticement. Lee will reside in Almena. Both are barred from unsupervised contact with minors and will be registered sex offenders for life. The men are not wanted by police, but authorities say this information is to inform the public in the interest of safety. A Frederick man was arrested for a 6 OWI offense. The State Patrol said 48-year-old Carlson J. Lee was pulled over for a traffic violation early Saturday morning on County Highway B near Siren. A trooper allegedly found signs of impairment, and after an investigation, Lee was arrested on charges of 6 OWI, possession of marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, and operating a motor vehicle while revoked. New vaccination requirements for kids in Wisconsin schools and child care centers. Bob Haig takes a look.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services announcing updates. Those include a requirement for meningitis vaccination and that chickenpox infection must be documented by a qualified medical professional. There's no change to existing exemptions for medical, religious, or philosophical reasons. Those changes align with long-standing childhood vaccine recommendations made by a CDC advisory committee. The new requirements were initially implemented in February, but paused in early March when some of them were suspended by the legislature's Joint Committee for Review of Administrative Rules. Well, that suspension expired at the end of the legislative session in April, meaning the requirements are now fully in effect. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
If you're on the job hunt, be on the lookout for scams targeting you. Wisconsin Consumer Protection Director Michelle Reinen says scammers post fake job offers that are too good to be true.
You're not going to get hired to do nothing and make great money. You are going to have to work. There will be a system in place.
That includes offers like being a mystery shopper, doing outbound mailing, or other seemingly simple tasks for big money. Reinen says you especially shouldn't be paying to do your job or cashing checks and sending back money. Northwoods Hospitals are once again ready to save people from their own fishing tackle. Raymond Newbert reels in the story.
WXPR in Rhinelander reports Howard Young Medical Center in Woodruff and Aspirus Eagle River Hospital make a display of every fish hook, spoon, and musky lure they remove from patients. They call it the People Catchers Club. Hospital staff say the displays help ease people's fear and shame at seeing that they aren't alone in having a bad day on the water. The collections first started in 1993. Raymond Newbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Tuesday.